Okay, let's unpack this. Today we're diving deep into a real Silicon Valley saga. It's this intense and, often deeply personal rivalry between Elon Musk's XAI and Sam Altman's OpenAI.
Right.
And this isn't just like a straightforward business competition. It feels more like a clash of titans over the very soul, the future of artificial
It
intelligence.
really does. And it has these deep roots. Going back to OpenAI's founding in 2015, Musk and Altman were co-founders then, shared vision, the works.
Exactly. But things shifted. Musk left the board in 2018. He later called it a betrayal, didn't he, over the move to a for-profit structure.
That's the narrative. Yeah, he felt it strayed from the original nonprofit mission. And it's, well, fascinating how those early disagreements are now shaping two fundamentally different paths for AI, paths that will, directly impact the tools you end up using.
That's a crucial point, the personal origins bleeding into strategy.
Absolutely, because look at OpenAI. They've got this unique capped profit model. They're aiming to build, let's call it a polished, maybe cautious, enterprise-focused intelligence layer for the world.
Capped profit meaning they can make money, but there's a limit.
Sort of. Excess profit is meant to be reinvested into the safety mission, theoretically. It's a hybrid structure, trying to balance innovation with responsibility.
And then there's XAI.
Yeah, stark contrast. Fueled by Musk's own empire, his personal philosophy of truth-seeking, they're building something more rebellious, real-time, unfiltered, deeply plugged into X, the social media fire hose, chaos and all.
Right, the fire hose. So, that's the big picture, the visions. But what does it actually mean for the AI tools you might use day to day? Let's zoom in on the tech itself. It's Grok versus GPT, right?
Pretty much the core of it, yeah.
OpenAI's latest GPT-5, it's going into Apple devices, built on this single massive transformer architecture, like one giant brain.
Designed for general tasks, takes text, audio, images, multimodal. And its predecessor, GPT-4o, hit, what, 88.7% on MMLU, that big language understanding test.
Impressive score, yeah. Shows broad comprehension.
Plus, it's fast, really fast, over 150 tokens a second.
And that speed and generality, that's key for OpenAI's whole approach, which, raises this interesting question, specialization versus generality.
How so?
Because XAI's Grok 4, which Musk has called the most intelligent model in the world, uses a totally different setup. It's this more specialized, experimental, multi-agent heavy architecture. Think less one giant brain, more like a team of expert AIs working together.
Okay, like specialists.
Exactly. So it's slower. You might wait 10, 20 seconds for complex stuff, but it can tackle incredibly hard niche problems. It crushes deep STEM coding. Got 100% on AIM. That's like Olympiad math.
Wow.
And over 50% on something called Humanity's Last Exam, which is PhD level physics. So it's the thoughtful Taurus, maybe, to OpenAI speed demon, built for those really specific, tough challenges. Tortoise versus hare. Got it. And it's clear these aren't just, abstract technical choices. They spill right over into ethics and some very public drama.
Oh, absolutely.
OpenAI emphasizes safety. GPT-5 has these safe completions, trying to find that helpful middle ground, even for tricky prompts. So for you, the user, they want nuanced answers, but within guardrails. Plus, they have huge backing, right?
Yeah.
Microsoft, Apple.
Yep, $13 billion from Microsoft, the Apple deal. They're projecting $13 billion in revenue by mid-2025. That enterprise focus shapes the safety angle, too.
Okay, then XAI.
The contrast is stark. XAI is unfiltered in philosophy, getting data straight from X. Well, it's created a documented ethical minefield, meaning it learns from raw public discourse, which has led to Grok generating responses, praising Hitler, anti-Semitic stuff, Holocaust denialism. It's out there.
Oof.
It reflects Musk's politically incorrect stance. You get raw information, maybe, but sometimes. Well, that's the cost. And their business model is different, too, vertically integrated. They bought X for $33 billion, raised another $10 billion recently.
And this fight plays out in public too, right? The lawsuits, the accusations.
Constantly. Musk accusing Apple of antitrust for favoring ChatGPT. Altman firing back, saying Musk tweaks X's algorithm to help his own stuff. It's personal, very public.
So, wrapping this up. This AI war, it's way more than just business competition or a personal feud. It feels like a really fundamental conflict over where AI is heading.
I think that's right. And it really poses a question for you, for everyone listening. Which vision of AI do you actually want? You could be a pragmatist, right? See OpenAI's path as maybe a necessary compromise, safer, polished, widely available.
Or
Or you'll lean idealist. Find XAI's unfiltered truth-seeking approach, powerful, even necessary, despite the risks, a challenge to the status quo.
And then there's maybe the critic's view, seeing flaws in both.
Definitely. OpenAI's capped profit model could still put profit over mission, you know, compromise safety.
And Grok's unfiltered approach. Well, we've seen the liability there. It's dangerous.
Hugely complex challenges with unbridled AI.
So the road ahead. More tech battles, legal fights for sure.
No doubt.
But maybe the ultimate winner isn't the company with the quote-unquote better tech, but the one that convinces you, convinces the world, that its vision for AI is the one we actually want to live with.